Wait, wait, wait. Quiet. Shh, 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 shh. What's that? I think the home pod's trying to tell me something. Let's find out after the theme tune. Welcome to episode 15 of That's a Freebie. What the heck is a trombonsino? This week I talk about the fabulous crossing using cat, why you should use sound recognition on your HomePods, weird vegetables, and I have a gripe about, well, you'll see. And also introducing Pick of the Week. Earlier in the week, we took a trip to a local shopping centre and we pulled up in the car park and we, you know, parked the car in the car park. What else do you do in a car park? And at the same time, both mine and my wife's phones went off saying that there's a noise in the house. Now, neither of us have had this notification before and it seemed really weird. We were like, whoa, what? What? I looked at my phone. Mine was on the stand in the middle of the car, so we could both see mine. My wife pulled hers out of her bag because we were both making a noise. It was saying alert, alarm detected in the house. We were like, well, we don't have a smart alarm or anything like that, so where's this coming from? And there was a button to listen. So we pressed listen. And we could hear, sure enough, coming, well, we don't know it was coming from the house, but we could hear beep, beep. Beep, beep, and for a few seconds, it did freak us out. We were very much like, what is going on? How are we even getting this notification? And what is this alarm that's going off? So instantly, of course, my mind was, the house is on fire, it's burning down, we've just left the house, we've left something on, and this is somehow a notification from the fire brigade or something stupid like that. Within a few seconds, obviously, you know, my head got round the idea that actually, no, that's not how any of this works. So I started thinking about it, and that's when I realised it was a notification from the HomePod that we have in the house. Now, never had this happen before, so I've never experienced it before. I've never had anybody tell me that it's happened to them before either. So, as you can imagine, it was a whole new experience. So I know that there's a feature on HomePods where it recognises sounds and it alerts you to them. I just always assumed that it wasn't working because it never recognised any sounds. Of course, now that I think about it, it's only going to do it if nobody's in the house because it's listening for things while you're not home. So anyway, sure enough, alarms going off in the house. Then that was leading us to think, well, what kind of an alarm is it? It wasn't the house alarm. It sounded nothing like the house alarm. Plus, that generally goes off outside the house. You can hear it inside the house, but it's outside the house and it's going off. So thought about it a little bit. I was like, well, what was the last thing we did in the house? I pulled up outside the house. The wife ran in the house to grab something. I think it was a bag, like one of the kids' bags or something like that, and then ran out the house. And that's when it dawned on me. I said, did you grab anything out the fridge while you was there? He said, yeah, I grabbed a drink out the fridge. I was like, ah, it's the fridge. You've left the fridge door open. And sure enough, that's what it was. Fortunately, we weren't too far away from the house. We were only around the corner, really. So we drove back. It took us 10 minutes to get there and back, really. Not a problem. But yeah, we'd left the fridge open. Or more accurately, really, my wife had left the fridge open. And because it was beeping and there was nobody in the house, the HomePod picked the sound up and it played us the sound. We could listen to the sounds inside the house, which is pretty cool. I'd never realised you could do that. So yeah, if you've got HomePods, go and turn on sound recognition, because turns out it can save you all the contents of your fridge. It's a shame our freezer doesn't have an alarm on it when that's left open, because unfortunately the freezer gets left open a lot in this house because it's overstuffed with junk, stuff that we're never going to eat, that we think, oh, let's just freeze that for next time. And of course we never actually touch it again, and every now and then we have to have a throw out because the freezer door didn't close properly and we have to chuck everything away that's in it. It's kind of our yearly cleanup. Going to add a few more changes to the podcast this week, but actually mostly just some title changes of the different sections of the podcast. I'll talk you through them as we go along. I'm currently in the This Week section of the podcast. I'm going to start naming the chapters in the, you know, in your podcast players to match the different areas, just in case you want to skip to a particular part. Just thought I'd make it nice and easy. It's easier for me because I don't have to think about different titles for the chapters each week. And it just it helps keep everything in line. So we're still in the this week section at the moment. Hi, everybody. Good to see you. I know I'm not seeing you, but it's still the same thing. So obviously, I already told you my story about the HomePod. I just thought I'd start off with that one because it's kind of an amazing technology. I didn't realize it did that, and I really should, but I didn't. So I thought I'd share that with everybody else. This week, I've got two things to tell you about. So one of them is this mad vegetable that my wife bought, and the other is about a cat using a crossing. So the mad vegetable that my wife bought, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called, I looked this up because I didn't know what it was. It looks like a butternut squash with a really long neck. Apparently called a tromboncino. Never heard of it before, never seen one before. It's massive. Now, I've looked them up on the internet and ours is bigger than most by the sound of things. I will post a picture in the show notes, or I'll post a link to a picture in the show notes, and I'll probably stick it on Twitter and Mastodon. Maybe, actually, you know what? I'll put it on Instagram as well. In this week's AI-generated artwork on Instagram, which, quick reminder, if you don't know already, you can go there every week and see the different art covers that I generated. I'll stick the tromboncino at the end of all them as well. You might ask, though, why am I telling you about this? I don't just want to tell you about my crazily shaped vegetables, as interesting as they are. I was hoping that you guys could give me some idea on what to do with the thing. And yeah, no funny ideas, please. I've looked up a few recipes. Really don't know. It seems to go well with pasta. Treat it a bit like a butternut squash is what I'm seeing. But then I'm also seeing people saying, don't treat it like a butternut squash. I don't really know. I'm more interested to see if any of you have actually ever tried it. Give some ideas on how to incorporate it into other meals. We're probably not going to have it as the main attraction of a meal, as it were. But, you know, how can we incorporate it into other parts of a meal? Need to eat it quickly, though, because it's massive. And I don't think it'll last very long. I just punched the microphone. Don't know why I did that. Well, I do know why I did that. I was actually reaching across to give the tromboncino a squeeze to see if it started to go soft, because it's actually on the table at the side of me. It's that big. No, it feels all right. So anyway, as I said, yeah, I also saw a cat using a crossing this week, which was weirdly entertaining. I'm sat in the car at some traffic lights waiting to cross, and a cat comes toddling across the crossing. Not that interested in itself. The cat's obviously just seen a place it can walk. So I thought that was pretty cool, but you know, it's just a cat walking. And then the cat decided, when it got to the other side of the road, there's another set of lights. It actually walked round to that set of lights, stopped and waited because the traffic was still going. The traffic finally stopped and the cat crossed. Now, I was a little bit impressed with this because it's obvious the cat's just obviously watched humans doing it and realised that if you stand in that place, eventually the car stops and it's safer to cross. But my daughter sat in the back of the car as well and she went, "Dad, did you see that? The cat used the crossing." And then, of course, that raised my excitement levels. And we spent the rest of the journey to school really, really excited about a cat using a crossing. Yeah, it was a boring day that day. And, you know, the cat livened it up. Regular listeners will know that I've been, for the last couple of weeks, I've been introducing an AI-generated question. And the reason I've been doing this is it just gives me something new to talk about that isn't something that I would consider. And they're quite interesting questions that it's come up with up to now. I am going to start introducing that as a weekly segment to the show because, well, I've received a lot of feedback saying I should totally do that. So I am going to do that. So welcome to the very first official AI topic of the week. This week's AI-generated question is, if you could master any one skill overnight, which skill would you choose and how would you use it to benefit yourself and others? I would like as well, if you want to get involved in this, head over to the website and you can comment on the episode and you can tell me what skill you'd like to master. That would be a good way of creating a bit of interaction. You can even message me on Twitter, Mastodon, all the places. We are, that's a freebie everywhere on the internet. But yes, I have a ready answer to this because weirdly, it's something I've been asked before or similar. I would like to be able to master sign language, particularly BSL, British Sign Language, obviously, because I live in England. Any other would be not useless to me, but wouldn't be great. Reasons being is I, you know, as I've mentioned before, I have hearing problems that are only getting worse. So eventually, I will probably end up at a point where hearing aids don't work for me anymore, I might need something a little more, or it might not work at all. There's already talk that I'm going to have a surgery that might help to get something installed to help. I'll talk about that another time if it ever happens. It's still a long way off yet. I've just been warned it's probably going to happen. I would like to master, I think, sign language. I've tried many times to do courses on it, and I pick it up fairly well while I'm doing it. I don't have enough time to really dedicate to it because I'm doing so many other things as well at the same time. So I don't really have much time to dedicate to it and time to practice it, really. I'd love to be able to master that skill overnight and just know it. And I think the way I benefit myself and others is obviously I'd be able to communicate a little bit more effectively with the deaf community. And I think the way I'd like to, if I could sign proficiently, I would then like to use that to help other people communicate who can't. So, AI topic of the week. I've been considering whether or not to generate the question for the week after, at the end of at the end of this segment, and sort of try and generate some discussion on it over the course of the week, or at least give me some time to think about the answer. But at the same time, I do like that I don't have time to think about the answer. Let me know what you think. I do kind of like it this way, I think, at the moment. Now it's time for the newly titled section, Gripe of the Week. Gripe of the week is going to replace my annoyance, because for one, I just don't like the word annoyance. Could even add that as a gripe of the week, that I've been using a word that I don't like for so long. So it makes it sound like everything annoys me, which is true. Everything does annoy me. However, I only like to gripe about it. I don't like to complain about it too much. Those that know me will know that I never complain about anything whatsoever. Anyway, I should have called this lie of the week, shouldn't I, really? But no, it is gripe of the week. This week's gripe of the week is something that was actually prompted by a conversation I was having at work, as most of my things do, actually, is conversations I have at work. It's parents at the school gate, because boy, can they be annoying, right? And I'm probably not exempt for this. There are people that I probably annoy at the school gate, although I doubt it, and I'll explain why. When I drop the kids off at school, I pull up to the school. Well, actually, I don't even do that. So the school that our street is on, the other way around, the street that our school is on, that I take the children to, is quite a busy cul-de-sac type road. It's open at one end and the other, but there's also a cul-de-sac on it as well, which does create some chaotic, car parking situation, because there's cars already parked down it because it's a busy street anyway. So there's only enough room for one car to get down at a time. And every day you get people driving both ways down the road, honking the horns at each other, swearing at each other, driving up on the pavement while there's children stood on the pavement. Literally, people just drive straight up onto the pavement and round the other car in anger, and they drive at the children. They don't even realise they're there because they're so blindsided by their anger that they can't get down this road. And unfortunately, a lot of that is, the parents themselves. They're just not paying any attention because they're so interested about parking as close to the school as possible so they don't have to get out the car and they could just let the kids get out the car and run to school. Across the road, I might add. Bear in mind, this is a primary school. They're young children. So what I always do, I park on the next street, which is what most of the parents do. Don't get me wrong, this isn't everyone. It's the same, I don't know, what the time frame that I get there, it's the same three or four cars every day. And it's the same parents every day. And they're the ones that are always complaining about the traffic. And they're the traffic. They have a problem. They can't seem to get it. We have a system for school called Dojo, where the teachers and the head teacher can send messages to parents, rather than, like, when I was at school, you used to stick a piece of paper in your bag and your parents wouldn't see it for 6 weeks. So now it sends you a notification via an app and you get the notification straight away. You read it, you go, oh, okay. And at least once, maybe twice a week, there's a message in all caps from the head teacher saying, stop driving your cars down the name of the street. It is not safe. For one, you're nearly hitting the children. Two, they're destroying the grass verges at the side of the road because they're driving up on them. They are literally wrecking the place, and it's the same people over and over again. They've even had traffic control there before. They've had traffic wardens actually on the street, closing the street off to try and get it into their heads that they can't do that. Anyway, that's not even the gripe. That's like a secondary gripe to the main gripe. The main gripe is, so our school, you're not allowed in the school grounds. So usually where you would go into the playground, you'd stand in the playground with your kids, the bell would go, kids are going to line up, kids are going to school. It's the normal way it happens, but it's not like that here. It's not been like that since COVID, because they realized that not having the parents in the school grounds actually made it easier for things like the before school clubs and the after school clubs. They could start straight away. They didn't have to wait for all the parents to leave and all that kind of stuff. And I'll admit, it is better for when the kids do go to the after-school club or before-school club. It does mean that they start a little bit earlier and all that kind of stuff. And it's actually easier for drop-off, because you literally just drop them at the gate. The teachers are waiting for them at the gate and everything's dandy. They disappear. The drawback is the parents like to have a bit of a chinwag, which is fine. That's okay. That's not a problem. I understand it might be the only time you get to talk to other parents. Some of the parents, it might be the only human interaction they have of the day. It's completely possible. I completely get that. But just do it in a sensible place. They stand on the pavement in groups of like six or seven, and then you can't get past them. And then there's always someone, there's someone with a double buggy that always puts a double buggy right in the middle of the pavement instead of to the side. So then you have to walk. So basically, they're forcing all the children to have to walk round the buggy, but they have to then go onto the road. And, you know, as I've just explained, this road isn't the safest road. They've been complained at many times, and all they do is swear at you because they basically feel like that it doesn't matter. I've got a double buggy, so I get to take all the space. And the truth is, there's enough room for us all if we just parked it a little bit more straightforward. Use the brains a little bit, I suppose. Across from the school is a big field. Like, I'm not even kidding. Every parent and every child from that school could all stand on that field comfortably, and they can see the school. Yes, they're across the road, but all you do is you walk your child to the edge of the road and you help them cross. Dead straightforward. It's what we do. So when I go and pick them up at night, I wait on that field with a few other sensible parents that also share this same gripe as I do. And then when the children come out, you give them a little wave. They stop, because the teachers are stood there as well. They stop. I walk over the road, I collect them, and I bring them back. In the morning, I park up on the main road, on the next road along. We wait till just a couple of minutes before it's time to go into school. And then we get out the car, we walk over. The children go straight into school. There's no standing about in the rain, no standing about in the cold. It's all great. Now, I don't need that interaction in the morning. I get plenty of interaction at work. I understand that some people do need a bit of human interaction. But honestly, guys, just stand somewhere sensible. Don't block the road. It's unbelievable. I've actually got now an entirely new segment to the podcast. This is going to be called Pick of the Week. So the Pick of the Week is just going to be something that I found throughout the week, or something that I may have known about for a long time, however, and I'm just going to recommend it. I will, these are not advertisements. There's no advertisements in here. These are just things that I've used that I find really useful, or I find interesting, or whatever. For whatever reason, I want to bring it to everybody else's attention. And I'm going to start trying to produce a pick of the week every week. I might not get one every week, but I'll do my best to. This week's pick of the week is, it's an application called Tot. That's TOT. I will put a link to it in the show notes. What is Tot? It is actually just a little notepad. It's an application that's a notepad. Sorry, should have maybe specified that. It's not a physical notepad. So it's an app that's available for iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. And it synchronizes across all of those devices. And it is just a brilliant little notepad. So it's for those times when you want to make a note, but it's a very temporary note. Like, maybe you're jotting a phone number down, or you're, I don't know, trying to remember a code for a locker, which I use it for quite often to remember which locker I've used at work. You can type anything into it. It supports Markdown. You can actually add checklists, all kinds of stuff. And it synchronizes across all of devices in it. It has like a limited number of pages to add. If I remember rightly, I think it's eight. Eight feels like the amount that I would expect. I use it for things like the show notes for this show. I'll quickly type them up in there and then copy and paste them into all the different places I need to put them. It just means that it's on every device that I need then, rather than just on one device. I use it for all kinds of things throughout the day. It's probably one of my most used applications, and it's just one of those things that I don't even notice that it's there anymore. I just pop it open, type something into it, and then it's wherever I need it later on. I use it for if I need to get a piece of text from one device to another, rather than relying on the, you know, when you copy and paste it, it'll show up on the other device. It doesn't always work that, so this will always work because I put it inside an application. It just lives in my menu bar on my Mac. It's an icon on my home screen. Really, really good application. It's from the Icon Factory. If you've not heard of the Icon Factory, head to their website, iconfactory.com. As you know, I often like to end the show on a joke. I did have one listener, though, say that they don't like the jokes. Yeah, sorry, but they're here to stay. They're not going away. I realise, you know, you might not like the jokes because you don't find them funny. It kind of is the point of them. They're supposed to be bad jokes. However, that said, there are only so many bad jokes in the world. So I am thinking of alternatives to end the show with so that I can alternate between different ways of ending the show. And I know what you're thinking. This is probably going to end in a bad joke because that's what usually happens here. That's not what I'm doing. I promise you, I'm not doing that. Nor am I. No, I'm not. Yeah, I get the, you know, if you don't find them funny, you might find them annoying. That's okay. I have had another idea, though. And again, this is because a listener sent in a suggestion for a topic to discuss. And I did think about incorporating it into the main podcast, this particular topic. But then I thought it'd be a better one to just leave at the end and let everybody have a think about it. As always, you can comment on the website with your thoughts on this question, but I will try and maybe end the podcast sometimes with a joke, sometimes with a question that will hopefully inspire some discussion. So this week's question is, how many holes does a straw have?